We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I loved how you brought this up. John says, I don't want any part of it. John, you were included via email into a neighborhood group.
Yes. And I don't know if there's anybody that's a part of this. There's a lot of different websites, apps that people use, as I've learned, in neighborhoods. Some of them have their own design in regards to like some homeowners association. We don't have a homeowners association in my neighborhood. And so this one says Nextdoor is the name of the place or the company, is the neighborhood hub for trusted connections and the exchange of helpful information, goods, and services.
Yep.
Okay, that sounds good. I don't want any part of it. None. Zero.
John, don't tread on me. Jansen is like, I do not need any of this.
And so my interaction, we've talked about this before, of apps that communicate. And I'm not talking about texting, you know, us back and forth, but just whether it's sports or it's any organization where you have people that are trying to communicate, there's inevitably going to be not just one, two, or three. There's going to be a lot of people that over-communicate. I don't need that in my life. I don't need the over-communication, and I don't need the drama. I also don't want to open up the opportunity for you to have an opinion on what I'm doing at my house, whether where I park my truck, where I have the boat, what I'm doing with the kids. Like, I don't want to open up that door, whether it's next door or two doors down. No, I don't want your opinion.
Knowing you, I thought this was hilarious that you would get looped into this and be getting notifications, and I could see like steam coming out of your ears. But then we have gated community HOA Heather Park.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do have an HOA. There's no gates. I love it. I love being a part. We don't have the Nextdoor app or whatever exactly the group you're talking about. We just have a Facebook group for our community or our subdivision. And I love it. I think you're overthinking things. Like, I think you're taking it to extremes. I don't think you're going to be notified all the time. I don't think people are going to be writing messages about your car parked. What I love it for is just the advice. Hey, I need a new exterior painter. Has anybody used one? Or we need to get something done at our house. Does anyone else need to? Because maybe we could get a discount if we have five houses that need new windows. Or it's good for, hey, I saw, you know, something suspicious took place. I caught it on my camera. Everyone beware. Or, hey, there was coyotes in the backyard. Watch your little dogs. It's kind of just a helpful place to kind of keep everyone aware of what's going on in the neighborhood. And people don't post on it all the time. It's just once in a while. And guess what? I don't have to look at it.
Right, but then...
And neither do you.
No, I know. But the problem is, if I'm not going to look at it, then why sign up for it? Why even be a part of it? And if...
Well, because you can look at it once in a while when you want to.
But then I have to sift through all of the nonsense. Because there's inevitably going to be nonsense. And people, you know, did you see what was going on in their yard? Did you see what was going on at their house?
Have you looked at it yet?
No, I'm not going to. I don't want any part of it. This was an invitation, and it says accept your invitation. If it would say deny, so I would stop getting these emails, I would hit deny.
Because I think some of it could also just be pure entertainment. It's interesting.
Oh, there's like enough entertainment going on in and around the Jansen family.
I
don't need to complicate matters.
This is so funny to me. I wonder if people have like a strong opinion on this. If you're someone who actively is in your little neighborhood app or Facebook page, or if you have horror stories, because I could see where it does get petty. Somebody left their dog poop on our lawn.
We do get that. We get that through email, through our HOA. Clean up after your dogs. You're leaving your poop bags on random people's curbs.
People leave their poop bags?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So they're bagging it, but they're not carrying it with them. Well, we get that through our HOA. So maybe that's why we're not getting everything on our page.
Yeah.
Because that's already taken care of through something else. Well, you don't have one. Well, how would you feel about one?
So I'm very happy to not be in an HOA. I don't want to be in an HOA. I don't need...
Yeah, but this is... I'm not in an HOA.
But this is separate. This is separate. I guess I...
A neighborhood group place.
So there was, I think when we first moved in, I don't know how you even, someone finds your email or how you get on one of these.
If you want to find somebody's email, you could find
it. No, but why someone like knew that we had moved in and sent it. Anyway, same thing. I got one. I think I still have the app on my phone. I've never used it.
The Nextdoor app?
Yeah. I don't know if it's one of those. I don't know if it's Nextdoor or, I don't know. I think it's the green one with the N on it. I'm not sure. But
sounds like Nextdoor.
Could be Nextdoor. But there's a bunch of these is my point. 248-539-9797. Like, is it actually helpful? Is it a place for people to passive aggressively complain about their neighbors? Because it kind of feels like more of the other one.
I think maybe the apps are more like that. Like the app you're describing is where people could go and kind of say, like, somebody keeps parking on the curb, John. Like, right. Kind of that, where the group I'm in is not like that at all. And it's super helpful to kind of be aware of what's going on in your neighborhood.
Yeah. If I felt like it was going to be just straight help, that's fine. But I don't also want to, okay, become a part of it. And then somebody sends you a message and you never reply. And then they're like, you know, why didn't you reply to my message? Well, I don't look. Again, I don't want to be a part of something that I'm not going to utilize, because it just sets me up for ignoring everybody in the neighborhood. I'd rather do that just straight up out front.
Well, isn't it just better to have maybe the phone number of a couple neighbors in case something happens, and that's it, right? You're out of town, or a package shows up, or that's all you need. I don't need the whole neighborhood to be in on the discussion. Right?
Really?
I'm not in an HOA. I mean, I got the cell phone number of, you know, neighbors on either side. That's all we need.
Hmm. I think the HOA has absolutely zero to do with this, other than it actually maybe makes them a little more annoying because the HOA updates or policies, fees, and a little more traffic. But I think, like, if it's not an HOA, the benefits definitely are there, John. Like, you know, we align on this whole app and being bothered.
Oh, sure.
We have families that we're constantly busy, and I don't need my phone being lit up. I do think there are some really good pros to this. And, you know, one I saw once was Ring Bell, or the Ring camera.
Yeah, we have those. Yep.
They posted the video and to see if, you know, porch pirates, if anybody recognized them, they got caught because of that. You know, there are pros. I think the cons outweigh probably. Somebody in your house should probably be on this.
Why?
Teddy. Nailed it. You got it.
No, but what are you missing out on? Like emergency stuff?
Information, things that
just
go on in the neighborhood.
I agree. I love it.
There's many things that you don't need to know about that you're going to know about. But there are some things that I think you'd find.
I'm wondering if I'm going to have to sift through all of the nonsense to get to the one or two bits of pieces of information that may or may not be useful to me.
Take a look at it every couple days, you know?
It seems like a lot of work.
I don't use Facebook like for tons of things in life, but I do have an account, so I can do some things here. And also, you know, I check some things with our little league. I don't look at it every day. I look at it like every 3-4 days.
Okay, I just opened and re-downloaded one of these apps.
Yeah.
I was wondering if anyone would be available to drive me to my colonoscopy next Tuesday. Another person, these cars racing up and down Woodward, blah, blah, blah. A lot of complaining and requesting and asking things of others.
I get that then, John, that maybe I'm wrong about those apps, because our Facebook page is not like that at all. It's sporadic that people post on it just looking for some help or advice or warning somebody about something weird going on.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't want to be bombarded with all the time either.
This person's complaining about road construction. Like, why do I want this?
That's the thing is, If there were something that was useful about it, and I could streamline the process and cut out, like, if there is a community notification versus a conversation, whatever those would be labeled at in the app, I would investigate further. I just feel like it's all the conversation, and I don't want to have to sort through all of the nonsense to find one bit of information.
I want to start a little fruit and vegetable garden. Does anybody have any recommendations? Does anyone know where I can get a custom piece of glass cut? Looking for a piece about 65 by 20.
Are those just your literal neighbors? Is it like the surrounding Royal Oak area? Like,
It's not my direct neighbors. So you're in like a Facebook page.
That's literally just my subdivision.
Right.
It doesn't include anybody outside of the subdivision.
I don't know any of these people that I just logged in and now I'm getting requests and messages and posts about.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't like that.
Yeah. And here's the other thing is I take our dog for a walk. I take Teddy for walks. The kids and I walk to the ballpark all the time. And when there are people out, I do talk to my neighbors.
Right.
I prefer the face-to-face interaction and just and getting to know them that way. And then I've had other neighbors then knock on the door. Hey, we had this happen in the neighborhood. All right, fine. That's great. I appreciate it. Thank you for letting me know.
I'm not saying be antisocial.
No.
You say hi to your neighbors. You got their cell phones. If you need something, you ask for something. That's fine. Be late. Be neighborly. Yeah. I thought this was so funny when you brought up that you got invited into one of these.
Oh, yeah.
And then Heather's reaction of like, they're great. Now, it's not the same thing.
It's not the same, but I do love
mine. And I'm glad that your neighborhood is responsible with how they use that access.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Some ticket text, but first we go to the phones. Let's go to Andy in Fowlerville. Andy, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hi, how are you guys? Yeah, my wife actually works for a company that manages HOAs. And she's got 10 or 11 of them around southeastern Michigan, all the way down in Monroe, all the way to Rochester Hills. And there are subdivisions that look like normal homes that are just detached condominiums. And people get the bylaws when they move in. They agree to this. They have board meetings. And literally, they will call and do something that's a violation. And my wife, one of her jobs is to do a drive-through once a week and then write up the violations and send them a violation. And people will flat out tell her, well, that doesn't pertain to me. And I just can't see being governed like that. I mean, I live in Fowlerville, but they have all kinds of rules. I mean, it's literally, if they made a paperback book out of it, it would be, 2 inches thick.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
They seem very complicated and very intrusive.
I'm like John. Yeah, I would not want somebody telling me. I don't want a car on blocks in somebody's front yard. But then again, I don't care if they got their boat in their driveway.
Right.
Yeah. So.
I agree.
Anyway, you guys had a great day.
You too. Appreciate it, Andy. Yeah. Some ticket texts. You're lucky I'm not in any of these, but the stories I've heard are legendary. Like a neighbor throwing a fit about a bench on a front patio being an inch too tall. If you have some of these stories, we would love to collect them, phones and ticket texts.
People, this is why when we were looking to move to a new home, that we wanted to make sure we did not move into a community or into a subdivision that had an HOA.
Really? See,
I did not want any part of that.
I don't mind the HOA.
So,
well, the people have mentioned that as well. Heather loves being in a homeowners association and engaging on their app. Look at my surprised face.
I mean, I don't know. The entrance always looks good. Everything's
That's
in
great.
Shape, and I don't have any. But I'm not violating any of the bylaws, so it doesn't bother me. I'm not trying to build a shed or put a fence
or
park a car that doesn't run in my driveway.
Are, but you just don't have that, that peeper that is looking at everyone's house, going, "Who could I possibly say is doing something wrong?"
You don't have a Karen in the neighborhood.
I'm sure there's one somewhere.
Oh, you're going to take down that tree?
Or maybe...
Wait. You can't do that. It's against our HOA. You have to go through, and we have to vote on that.
I don't know. We have very little bylaws, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't have any issues.
If you don't know who the Karen is, it might be...
Oh, stop. Oh, stop. Oh, wow.
I didn't say it.
I never complained about anything in our neighborhood.
Red in Detroit, good morning.
Oh, how's it going on, everybody?
Good.
So it's so funny. Like my wife, she's on the Nextdoor app.
Uh-huh.
And it's like Heather said, it's basically what she said. You got some complaints here and there. I think it's not trying to be sexist. Uh-huh. I think it's a female thing. Like females like it. Like, John, if you want your wife to have it, like she'd probably love it too. Like, I don't be on there. I don't be on the app. Only time I go on there, if my wife telling me, like, a funny, hilarious story or something like that. of a neighbor complaining about something ridiculous. So, but it's just, it's your preference. I think it's a preference for a female though. And I think also, it is kind of helpful because when we was trying to redo our pavement for asphalt, we got the whole, like, we got like 10 houses yeah. together and it got a discount on it. So that's the good part about it. So I think that, John, if y'all like it, just give it to your wife. She'll love it probably.
Yeah.
Or your daughters. They might like it.
Oh, I don't want
to. Yeah. All right. Have a good morning, y'all.
Thanks. You too.
Hey, thanks, Red. Appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, there's no chance I let them on it.
Why?
I limit their social media anyway, which is already,
which I appreciate. I think it's a good thing that you do that.
As adults, we do that, yeah. But this is just this would just be another avenue for somebody that I don't want talking to my kids. It's just,
well,
it opens up that door.
They don't have to post on it. They can just update you. Yeah, they can go through and read some of those and let you know the good ones and bad ones. Yeah.
Heather, some people have your back. From a business standpoint, we do house painting in nicer suburbs, and we get a lot of business from people referring to us from the app.
Yes, we've gotten a lot of referrals from people on our group.
It says 40% of our business comes from referrals, some of which comes from the app. Subdivision Facebook pages are good. We need to borrow that one tool that you use once in your life, and a neighbor close by has one. Nick and Canton.
Yes.
Heather's exactly right. There's a lot of helpful stuff when you do it. Some more pushback. Finally, Jim will see what people think of his catio. It's a neighborhood eyesore.
We just lost Heather. Coughing fit ensuing.
This is great. She's out.
Back.
You have 99 plus notifications. Hey, jerk.
Yeah, that's the one thing. And I know that, I mean, I can manage the notifications. Don't have to have those turned on. But if I'm not going to look at it, or if I've got to sift through all of that stuff, and again, I just don't want to open the door for somebody to feel like they can voice an opinion on what might be going on my little slice this world.
I had said that somebody in your house, I really do think it'd be beneficial, and you joked it off as Teddy. You know, one of the underlying things here is when we talked about this off the air the other day, was I said, well, why not Lisa, your wife? And you said she's less likely to do this.
Oh, yeah.
You married right.
Oh, yeah. She likes drama even less than I do. She's absolutely no nonsense, and she may do it for the comedy factor and just, oh, I can't believe somebody said this. I can't believe they asked us about this. Like that to me would be something that would be very comedic.
Texter says, I think I'm like Jansen, allergic to the general public, Mike in Sterling Heights. No, thank you. Neighborhood apps, do you need them? Are they good? Are they stupid? It's 97.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.